Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Wax Quiz School. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history's shown very few of the answers, except for the last time that our contestant today joined us. It's a big hello to Geraldine Hickey.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome.
The champ is here.
Welcome back. Well, literally, you got the top score.
But I tied with somebody else, didn't I?
Yeah, I think you've tied with Vidya.
And did Vidya cheat by any chance?
Why, did you? Oh, the secret's out.
Well, when you're broadcasting from home.
Yeah. Google's just in front of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I should remain champion for, because everyone thought that was real.
For bringing...
that I managed to Google my answers and still go, I think it's... So that's 9 points for my acting abilities.
Well, you were on screen the whole time and I didn't notice. Because other contestants I have noticed, I've been like, I don't think they know this is a comedy podcast.
Yeah, well...
because why bother?
I ticked both boxes.
Yes, true. Well,
I feel good that I've got that off my chest. I feel like I've seen that. I've seen my name up and I thought, I'm surely...
2020.
Yeah, surely everyone cheats on this and I guess not. So my apologies to... everyone out there thinking that I really did know all the answers.
Well, let's see if we can change their opinion of you today.
Okay.
See if we can get eight again. You have a brains trust, as per usual. This is interesting. We've never had a bridge on the show before. It's a big hello to the Westgate Bridge.
Oh, my Hi. Goodness.
Hi, welcome.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. It's a real pleasure.
Thank you for being here.
I'm a long-time listener to this podcast and can't believe I'm really here.
Oh. Yeah, it's amazing. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule as well. Like, I know at the moment there's a lot going on.
I'm not doing too much recently with lockdown and everything. It's all been pretty lax, honestly.
I thought you're having a bit of a facelift at the moment.
I've been trying to change careers,
honestly. Yes, the
answer
is yes. You're... They've shut down heaps of lanes so that you can be rebuilt.
Oh, God, I haven't been paying attention to any of that whatsoever. I've been too busy working on my EP right now, really. It's been my main focus, you know. It's sort of a mix of, like, trap and EDM and, you know, a bit of synthwave, that sort of thing.
How did you get into EDM, into that sort of deep house music?
I've had a SoundCloud account now, I reckon, for probably about 4 months now, I think. And, look, I tell you what, there is a black hole down that path. And it's like they always say, once you go trap, you keep listening to trap. And...
Yep.
Oh, I just love it.
Wow. And so are you the only bridge in the scene? Are there other landmark bridges? Or
look,
maybe some shitty bridges?
Look, Balti actually got some representation a couple of weeks ago, and I'm pretty bloody pissed, if I'm honest. I really think I've been putting in the hard yards. But Yeah, look, I'll make a name for myself one day. People will remember the Westgate Bridge.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, please do, Jess, yeah.
Westgate Bridge. You know Balti Bridge? Do you know
look,
them well?
Not personally, only from the scene itself, the music scene.
Do you know why it smells like Barocca?
Like, as in right now?
Yeah,
I had a big night, but like...
All the time, the Balti Bridge smells like a Barocca.
Do you ride over the Balti Bridge?
Yeah, sometimes.
And yeah. It smells
I have ridden over on a motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
And put the visor up and had a sip and go, that smells like Barocca.
Oh, I think I've seen you before, actually.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely been on you.
Oh, yeah. Oh. not now, Geraldine. Not now. Yeah, no, look. Look, Balti and I, we go back a fair bit. I remember we had we always had a bit of a practice before we go out on a big night where we'd set up a couple of cups and put a Barocca tablet in them so that when we got back home, it was just ready to go, ready to fill up. Neo-adulting, we called it, because we were doing something irresponsible, but it's also a bit adult. you know what we're like, you know. Yeah. So it seems like Balti's still partying, I guess, and good for them, good for them. I'm thrilled for them.
Well, it's not. The Brain Trust doesn't stop there, Jez. We've got bridges covered. If any if any questions about EDM come up, but I think also if any questions about say the 1940s, 1950s come up, they'll be covered as well. It's a big hello to an old man.
Oh, hello there. It was Kyle, was it?
Yeah, Kyron.
Kyron, where's that from? Where are you from?
It's an Irish name.
I think. Oh, you're Irish, are you? You're from Ireland, are you?
Well, I'm not. No, I'm from Perth.
Oh, your parents are from Ireland, are they?
No, they had a name book.
Oh,
and
okay.
They just took their fancy.
Oh, it's a nice name, isn't it? Kyle.
Thank you. What's your name? Because I've just got an old man
written. That's right. Yeah, my name's Nigel.
Nigel.
Yes.
Welcome, Nigel.
Thanks for that. This is on the wireless, is it?
Well, sort of. People receive it wirelessly.
Yes, the wireless.
Yeah, yes. It's
Thank
on the
you.
Wireless.
That's all you needed to say. You don't need to. I might be of an advanced age, but I understand technology. I'm not an idiot.
Mm. How old are you? What year were you born in?
Oh, God. No, I can't remember.
That's same here.
Yes. Oh, a couple of my brothers helped build you, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they died.
Oh.
Not cancer, not from
oh, thank goodness.
Not from the collapse, but no, they're quite proud of you.
Do you get the paper delivered, Nigel?
Yes, I get the Herald Sun every Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
the Sun Herald.
Through the what?
Is that what's called on Sunday?
No, the Herald Sun.
Oh, the Herald Sun.
No, the Sun Herald in I can't remember.
Sydney.
That's it.
Do you do the quiz, Nigel? Do you like to turn to the puzzles?
Oh,
pages?
Yes. I used to love doing it with the grandkids. They used to come and visit on the weekends. The parents would bring them, and hasn't happened much lately because of all the COVID and what have you.
Oh, of course.
But apparently they're still not allowed visitors at the village. But a few of my friends have had visitors, but no, my kids have told me that they're still not allowed to visit.
That's real sad.
Question number one. Who this year replaced Joe Hockey as Australia's ambassador to the United States? Do you follow the news, Westgate Bridge? Do you like to keep in touch with the US politics?
No, if I'm entirely honest, I try and keep off the grid most of the time, really. I always say a good weekend is a weekend spent at Esso. That's what I always say, but unfortunately Esso is only on once a year. So.
What's Esso?
Oh, Esoteric. Oh, the music festival. Oh, Kyron, you must go down.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, it's a great time. Great time. They've got a big light-up owl. Everyone's on Dexies. Oh, it's a great time.
Mm.
It's a riot.
S.O.
So you don't follow the American state of affairs? Because it's happening over there at the moment.
I've got a couple of friends over there, you know, Bridges, I mean. But no, I don't follow it all that much. In terms of an Australian representative for America, who was it previously? Joe Hockey. Haven't heard of him. In terms of who would replace it, God, I'd probably go with Johnny Depp came down from there, didn't he?
Yep.
I feel like, yeah, I'd probably go with Johnny Depp would be my guess.
First thing of Johnny Depp. Okay. Nigel, I'm sure that the American news crops up occasionally in the Herald Sun.
Yes, a bit of the American news with what's his name, Trump fella?
Yeah.
Over there. Is he having a bit of a tough time of it, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is.
Poor bloke.
Yeah. You feel sorry for Donald Trump, do you?
Oh yeah, they all have a go at him, don't they? The lefties, they love to have a stab at him.
Nigel, yeah. How do you feel about lefties?
Oh look, the paper says that they are what's the word for it? The scourge of the earth. That's what what Andrew says. Mm. Look, my son is my son does vote for the Labor Party. I still love him. He's a good boy at heart. It's not his fault that he's trying to tear down everything that we've built.
Like me?
Yes, yes. Put a bloody bike path where you are, won't they? Hey.
Well, Jez, you ride on the bike path over the Westgate Bridge.
Oh, I don't have a bike path.
On a motorcycle.
Oh, okay. Right.
Oh no, if you're on a motorcycle, you can't be in the bike lane. That'd be chaos.
No, totally.
I was on like going normal speed.
Although there are some of those new motorized.
Yes, a scooter. I've got one of those.
I think that's a motorbike.
For when my hips break.
Like a mobility scooter.
That's right. Yes, yes. The doctor gave me. He said to me, Nigel, if you do have another fall, that's probably the end for you. I said, oh, I've had a few falls. I'm still going. He said no. Indian fella, Mr. Patel. He's a nice fella. He said, no, if you do have another fall, that will be the end of you, because we will drag some green screens around you like a horse and shoot you in a field. And I said, no, that's fair enough. That's fair enough.
That's what Mr. Patel said.
Yeah, lovely fella. He come here from India. With his young wife. He got two kids. Boy and a girl. Yeah, they're doing quite well at school.
You know a lot about your doctors. I don't know too much about my GP's life.
Do you not ask? Ask him. Just ask him. He'll tell you.
I have a question for you, Nigel. Oh, yes. Do you know who replaced Joe Hockey?
Oh.
As Australia's ambassador to the United States.
As Australia's ambassador to the United States.
That's the question.
What's his name? That Mark Latham fella, wasn't it?
Mark Latham. Well, Mark Latham. What a great representative he would be if it was him.
Yep. To the Trump administration, potentially.
Yeah. I think he'd fit right in.
So Johnny Depp or Mark Latham are the two options available to you at the moment, or you might want to go your own way.
I feel like I want to go my own way on this, but where that is, I don't know. I just know that my two friends here are, I'm fairly certain they're incorrect.
Yes. But we will have to lock something in. I vaguely remember someone getting pushed out of the Liberal government and replacing Hockey. And his name, I think it alliterates from memory.
Anthony Albanese.
No, he's the leader of the Labor Party.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is your son votes for him?
Does he?
Yeah. Mm.
Which one?
Anthony Albanese. Oh, or which son?
He's not my son.
Oh. I'd like to lock in Johnny Depp.
I would.
The quiz is harder without Google open in front of you, isn't it?
And I deliberately put my phone far away.
Yeah.
And let's lock in Tyle Tuggett.
Tyle Tuggett. Question number two. The TV show Friends ran for how many seasons? Do you watch television, Westgate Bridge?
Look, when I can. I've got a TV. It's not connected to an antenna. You know, I'm not a big fan of all the free-to-air TV and all that kind of thing.
Got Netflix.
Oh, I've got Netflix. Do you watch Rick and Morty? Oh, I love Rick and Morty. You got to be pretty smart to get it, though. I don't know.
It's a clever show, isn't it?
Oh, very, very clever show. That's why I like it. I'm very clever.
Yeah, you're well-read?
Oh, no.
No.
No, not at all. No, haven't read a book since high school. Not much of a reader, personally. No, I'm more of an ideas bridge. You know, I'm a pretty deep thinker as a bridge, generally.
Were you a fan of the movie Tenet?
Look, it wasn't Nolan's best work, if I'm entirely honest. I thought the entire film was pretty backwards, if you ask me. But no, I'm more of an Interstellar fan. I know it's a pretty some people
long
love it, some
film.
People dislike it. Oh, but you gotta, you know, if you got the wits about you, you'll love that film, and I certainly do love Interstellar. What was the question? Which Friends character are you?
How many seasons did it run for? I think it's all on Netflix now, or on Stan, one of those.
I think I was built a couple of years after it started. I think so. I believe it was 10 seasons.
Ten seasons, you reckon? Did you ever get home, old man, and should I call you old man or Nigel?
You can call me whatever you want, Kyle.
Did you get home from work at the end of a day for a long day at the office?
Oh, no, I worked in a factory. No, we used to make, asbestos cutlery and plates. Great for when you put something hot on your plate, it doesn't come through.
Yes.
You can't do that anymore, apparently.
No.
Apparently it gives you cancer. Well, I'm fine. Yeah. I'm still standing. My wife did die of cancer. They did say it was asbestos related. No, I'm fine. I've got lung cancer. I've got the tongue cancer. I've got the esophageal cancer. I've got, liver cancer. I've got the brain tumours. But I'm still going. They give me my tablets every week and I'm fine.
Yeah. I wonder why everyone's staying away. Everyone with an infectious disease is staying away from you.
They'd love to visit, I think.
Yeah.
I've not spoken. I've tried to call, but no, they've all got those smartphones, stupid phones, I'd call them. you try to call them, and they can't hear you. They say, "Oh, sorry, Dad, I can't hear you. I'm going into a tunnel," and they drop out. And
yeah,
I said, "I thought you were at home." They said, "No, there's a tunnel in the kitchen." No, it turns the phone off. So
one of those archways when you walk from the kitchen
maybe.
To the lounge.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure. I've not been to my son's new house. I'm not quite sure where it is. he visits me when he's able. When he's able. It's been, probably, oh, God, how long has this COVID been going? About 15 years, I think.
Did you ever turn on the telly, switch on the sitcoms, Jez?
10 seems pretty...
10 seems good?
I had 9 in my head, but how many seasons of Seinfeld were there?
Ooh.
And was Friends more or less?
I do think Friends got to 10. I think Friends got to 10. And I don't think Seinfeld did get to 10.
Yeah, I don't think so. Let's lock in 10.
Lock in 10? Okay. Question number 3. What is a Moorish idol? Nigel, did you grow up Catholic? Did you grow up in
No,
church?
Lutheran, mate. Lutheran.
Lutheran.
Yeah, no, the mix are a bit... you're an Irishman. The Catholics... not my cup of tea. No, a bit too flashy, a bit too much a bit too much child molestation for me. So we had our windows painted black so you couldn't look out and see the world. You need to focus on God when you're in church, yes.
And so you had that single God. You didn't go in for any of the idols, any sort of those satanic
practices. Oh, no, it's
practices.
One of the Ten Commandments, mate. No, you're not allowed to. No, not allowed to have false idols. That's what Moses said. He brought it down from the mountain. He brought his tablets down from the mountain. That said, no false idols. Said no killing. No adultery.
Do not covet thy neighbour's wife.
That's right. No, that's don't cover
ox,
her.
Ox, isn't it?
Don't cover your neighbour's wife. Yeah. Don't cover it. Don't cover the ox. That's another one. Yep.
Yeah. Don't cover the ox.
That's right. Yep.
Don't put any covers over the ox.
Well, that's right. Can't see. So yep. God, fresh air.
Yeah, so God can see it. Otherwise, he says, "What's that under that cover?" You say, "Oh, it's an ox." And he says, "I don't know that.
Oh.
Show it. Show it now." And I say, "There you are. It's an ox." And he says, "All right."
I guess that's why people have sex in bed, so that God can't see what's happening.
Oh, no, you had to have sex with the covers off.
Oh,
because no, otherwise you have to see that
it's jiggle. A woman.
Yeah, you have to see it. Yeah, otherwise you're, who knows where you're putting it, you know? Could go in the armpit, could go in the knee pit. That's the behind the knee.
Yeah. So you're a covers off, lights on sort of guy.
Oh, no lights on. No. Use a torch, just shine it around.
Use a torch to find the right hole.
Yep. Pop it in.
Yep.
And then you make a child.
What do you reckon, Westgate Bridge? Do you think I'm on the right track the idol we're talking about is a sort of religious satanic idol it's something else?
I mean, it could be. I'm Wicca myself, so I don't particularly know. I was baptized. I was baptized and everything. I had my confirmation name is Raymond, which was a bit embarrassing.
Oh.
Yeah, but...
What's Raymond the patron saint of?
Not entirely sure, but all I know is that he had his. This is a true fact. He had his lips padlocked shut for preaching the word of the Lord, and I guess that makes you a saint, I suppose. And so I was a fan of Ray Romano, and I was like, well, that works as a.
That fits.
Confirmation
his lips
name.
Were padlocked shut.
Yeah. So it's Westgate Raymond Bridge, according to the church. But kind of moved away from the church in my own time, and now I'm more of a Wicca Bridge. Obviously not the
You're not made of wicker.
No, not made of wicker. No, I'm a box girder, cable stayed bridge, in fact. But no, not made of wicker, simply the religion. But what was the word? A Moorish idol.
A Moorish idol.
A Moorish idol. And what, just what is it?
What is it, yeah.
I think it's an old fashioned saying is what I reckon is. I reckon a Moorish idol. I bet it's like a celebrity that you look up to, but you shouldn't. It's like a guilty pleasure celebrity.
Ooh. Oh yeah. Like, Moorish idol. Or like, cocaine. That's a bit of a Moorish idol, isn't it?
Yum 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 yum.
A Moorish idol also seems like an edible cake topper.
Mm.
Like a wedding cake topper that you can eat. A Moorish idol.
Do you want to put edible cake topper?
Yeah, let's go edible cake topper.
Edible cake topper. Gosh, we're going to be so far from eight, aren't we? Question number four. N95, P100 and KN95 are all types of what? N95, P100 and KN95. These sort of sound like engineering terms, maybe. Well, Westgate Bridge.
Yeah, I suppose. Unfortunately, I'm not all that into engineering myself.
Oh, yeah, it's neither here nor there for you. It's not important to you.
Doesn't really affect me much, well, no.
How much do you care about biology?
Oh, I guess that's true, actually. Yeah. Yeah. I just keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let someone else, let the doctor look after that. Yeah.
I don't have a GP that I go back to regularly. I'm just kind of whichever GP happens to be local, depending on where I am. I move around a fair bit, of course. So I'm just whatever GP happens to be there. I've spent a lot of time with the first aid nurses at different festivals. I tend to have like one green out a year, that type of thing.
So, and what do people do on the CityLink when you're offered a festival greening out?
Oh, not 100% sure, if I'm honest. I've never looked back to check. I just kind of clock in, do my work, clock out, and then, see what happens. You know, people only need to go to Science Works once every couple of times a year, so I don't actually have to be there the entire time. But
what's this green out you said? What's that?
Oh, it's when you've had slightly too much marijuana. And,
drugs, is it?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I never understood drugs myself.
Oh, you should give it a go.
Well, no. When we were growing up, the most we would do is we would go down to the pub and we'd have so much alcohol that we would vomit and defecate in our pants, and that was enough for us. You don't need to have all these pills and these poppers and these upsies and downs.
I've got some caps on me right now if you'd like some.
A hat, is it?
No, some caps.
I'll have a hat.
Oh, great.
I love a free hat.
Love all those sort of trucker's hats that got the logos on the front, like John Deere.
I got one from a young fella at the shops about, 20 years back now. It's got Milo written on the front of it. So drink.
Chocolate, yes, yes, drink. I know what Milo is, yeah.
Oh, yes, they still got that, do they?
Yeah. So like Nesquik.
Yeah, loved Milo. What's Nesquik?
You didn't have Nesquik. That's right in your era.
No, we got Quick.
Nesquik.
Quick.
Yeah, Quick.
Yeah, we got Quick.
Oh, you got Quick.
Why is Nesquik?
Nesquik. It's,
it's by Nestle.
No, it's Quick.
Nesquik.
It's called Quick.
Nesquik.
Quick.
Nesquik.
Milo. What's his Nesquik, silly? No, Nestle Quick.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's called Quick.
What do you reckon, old man? N95, P100 and KN95.
Well, now, I do know this one.
Are they ringing any bells?
So at the home, the nurse has to wear these.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember his name, a young Pakistani fellow. He's a lovely man.
How big's his family? How are they getting on?
Oh, yeah, he's quite good. He's got a wife as well. She's from here, though. She's Pakistani, but born here.
Uh-huh.
He's got, what is it now, three kids. I think he's got two boys, one girl. It's difficult to pronounce his name, so I call him Bob. But Bob has to wear masks so he doesn't kill me. And it is a mask. It's a type of mask, because I see it. It's there. It's on the side of his face. It says KN95 on the side. It says what are the other ones? It says
P100.
That's right. It says that.
And N95
says that too.
Yeah.
So it's a mask for preserving my life.
That'd be a lot funnier if it wasn't.
Yeah.
Based on truth.
Yeah.
All based on truth, love.
Masks.
That's a terrific answer. Because I was going to go with either food additives or wrappers. I like masks.
Okay.
Because that seems correct.
They're not rappers. I'm quite into the music scene. They're not rappers.
Mm. No.
Like a chip rapper or...
Question number five. What homophones can be a unit of weight a printer's mark, and a vegetable. Do you know your homophones, Nigel?
Oh, yes. My brother was a printer back when he was five. He had to work back then. He got sucked into the machine, got squashed. Didn't have funerals back then. No. Just took the... I lost quite a few brothers and sisters. They're young, mostly polio, but, you know, work accidents as well. Didn't have funerals back then. They just took them out the back, fed them to the chooks. That's... didn't waste back then. All these people now, they have their funerals. They waste the bodies. It's good meat. Chooks will have that.
Yeah. Mm. Very Lutheran.
Put them in
you.
The ground and bury them. Silly. Absolutely stupid. They don't grow into a tree, do they? You can't get a pumpkin from that, can you? Stupid.
No. Westgate Bridge. Yeah. Where did you go to school? Private school? Public school? Did you?
Yeah, private school. Went to Melbourne High. Look, the school was good for me, but, you know, I felt like I was just being... put right into the system, you know, just kind of working for the man. And I'm not, that's not really my style. So I want to be free. I want to look out in the world. I want to say to everyone, hello, everyone. My name's Westgate Bridge and I've got an EP. Have a cap.
These lessons that you took from Melbourne High.
Yeah.
Did you English lit? What was your
focus?
Yeah,
I did literature and theatre. But, you know, theatre studies, not drama. But
theatre studies, what is that different? Is it
the
history of theatre?
Drama, you've got to devise your own piece. And but of course, theatre studies, you tend to put on a piece of theatre. I did set design for my thing. Sorry, I was the set.
yeah,
is what I mean. Yeah. But we did.
Did you do a few from the bridge?
Yeah, we did a performance of. We did a performance of me over River Kwai.
So I guess a homophone for those playing along, a word. That is spelt differently but sounds the same. A unit of weight, a printer's mark, and a vegetable. So I guess we could probably start with vegetables. Like what vegetable is also a unit of weight?
A pea.
Like a pea?
Yeah. Weighs as much as a pea.
Yeah. But that's a metaphor, isn't it? Like, or not a metaphor, it's like,
no,
a, it's like an analogy.
That's what we learned in school. We said, how many... So we in school...
used to use peas.
You've got a lot more... Westgate's got a lot more more subjects when he went to school, I bet. We didn't have drama back then. We had maths, we had English, we had geography, and killing dogs.
No, I did all them too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We still got them.
Yeah, so maths, they said, well, how many peas makes up this bag of peas? And you said, oh, 100 peas in this packet. Cost you 2 pennies. Take your 5 cents down to the shops, and you say, my mum wants 100 peas. Give you the bag, and he'd say, here you go, have an entire house for the change.
What, peas?
So peas and a printer's mark is a P as well?
If it's printing the letter P, then...
Then it would
yes.
be.
I think that's a good answer. Lock that in, one there.
Let's lock in P.
Geraldine shooting here to have the best and worst score. Question number
Started
6.
From the top, now I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, you do know rappers.
Yeah. Question 6. On her 2020 album, Chromatica, Lady Gaga duets with whom... on Rain On Me. You said you were into old music before, Nigel. Are you into new music as well? Do you listen to Triple J?
Oh, not so much, no. The wireless, the FM radio is a bit too loud for me.
Mm-hmm. Have you thought about turning it down?
No. It doesn't have that nice noise in the background whenever anyone's not talking that goes...
Yeah, it's comforting, isn't it?
I prefer that.
Yeah,
too
makes
clear.
Makes you feel like you're at home, that sort of childhood sense. Yeah.
Oh, no, we didn't have radios when I was a child. No. Wirelesses back then, no. No, we used to just shout. So you'd go out the back and Dad and Dave would stand 5 paddocks over. I lived in Brunswick back then. Of course, all farmland back then.
Yeah.
And they would shout. And they'd shout their little funny skits. They'd say, oh, Dad, what have you been doing today? And he said, oh, Dave, I tell you what, I've killed your mum.
Wow. Stood up in a punch in one.
Couldn't do that kind of comedy these days with the bloody PC police.
Yeah, like the lefties, they would.
No.
They do like to make comedy not funny, don't they?
Yeah.
That's right.
They like to make it sad.
2020 album Chromatica, Lady Gaga duets with whom on Rain On Me. Do you pull this one out of the clubs, Westgate Bridge, the new Lady Gaga record?
I've remixed a couple of her tunes, you know, Bad Romance, real banger in the clubs once you put some big like drum and bass beats right in the back of it. Oh, really perfected.
Sort of, you can
it,
do that with sort of any song, can't you, really? Like, oh, just throw some drum and bass in the background and it becomes a really, it's like a dance floor hit.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's
like, they did it with Tracy Chapman's Fast Car, which is a song about domestic abuse.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And they shoved some heavy beats behind it and everyone was dancing away in the club.
And I remember when that song came out, there was another remix of Tracy Chapman's Fast Car that also came out in the same period.
Oh, there you go.
Not a joke, just a real thing that happened.
Yeah.
And, I'm not here to be funny, of course. I'm just the Westgate Bridge and I have opinions. But
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it does pain me to say I have absolutely no idea who Gaga did do this duet with. My guess, what was the name of the song?
Rain on Me.
Oh, then it was probably Prince.
He's dead.
He's dead, isn't he?
Oh, no!
Oh. Cancer, was it?
This is going to be one where if someone had said it, I would have known if it was correct or not.
Right. Mm. Do you play Lady Gaga on Triple R Breakfast?
No.
Gaga doesn't get a spin?
Gaga doesn't get a spin. But Gaga would get a spin on at home every now and again.
Yeah.
Why not? Bit of fun.
But not her new record.
Not a new record.
Yeah, I'll name some artists that I'm above listening to and you can tell us if they're right or wrong. Ed Sheeran, Dua Lipa.
No.
That's all. I'll listen to everything else.
It's quite a low bar you have there.
Tracy Chapman.
We'll put down Tracy Chapman. Question 7. Who is the only Australian to have competed in 7 Summer Olympic Games? In 7 Summer Olympic Games. Were you at the 1956 Olympics, Nigel, when it was here in Melbourne?
Yes. I've been to 7 Olympic Games, actually. I competed at them.
So the question, who is the only Australian to have competed in 7 Summer Olympic Games?
Oh, God.
So I guess we could wrap this one up pretty quickly.
All right. Let's think.
Was it 7 you, Nigel?
What?
Well, you just said you competed in 7 Olympic Games.
Yes.
And you're Australian.
That's right.
And the answer to this question is, who is the only Australian?
Okay, let me think. Stop interrupting. God.
Well, let's say it's not Nigel for a second. I guess it's someone who doesn't have to run, you know?
Mm.
Or doesn't have to, like, throw something really... Like, it's got to be a sport that you could possibly do for 28 years.
Well, that's right, because when I did my 7, I was doing it for dog killing. But, they don't do that anymore.
No.
They don't have that in the Olympics anymore.
No,
they
stopped
that.
It.
It must be one of those ones they cycle in and out, like BMX or
they were supposed to bring
surfing, skateboarding, dog killing, these sorts of sports.
Yeah. There's shooting, there's Michael Diamond, but I don't think it was him because then he ended up getting arrested and he missed out. Like Andrew Hoy, who did equestrian.
Oh yeah.
For some reason, that has popped into my head, and they
say that's the sort of thing that you could do across 7 years.
Yeah, and they say Olympics rather. You should go with your gut instinct.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if that name is correct, but...
My gut was to say Shannon Knoll, so that doesn't always work, unfortunately.
No.
But you
cats,
are
dear.
A bridge.
Sorry?
You got cats, dear. Where are they? In the columns or...?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're confused because I'm a bridge. This makes sense.
Yes.
Yes, I understand.
It is confusing that you are speaking to me as well, but I do have quite advanced dementia, so not that strange.
I'll put down Andrew Hoy. Question 8. Which Disney princess sings Someday My Prince Will Come? Someday My Prince Will Come.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Who'd like to take that joke? I guess, Nigel, you'd have taken your kids to the Disney Renaissance.
Yeah, and the grandkids. And the grandkids I used to love. I think the last time I saw my two granddaughters was when we watched Beauty and the Beast at the cinemas. Back in
the live action one?
No, the cartoon.
Oh,
what was that? 1992.
Yeah,
around then, and then of course COVID hit, and haven't seen them since. But they used to love it, absolutely love it. I'm not sure how old they are now. But, probably what 26, maybe mid 30s.
Probably about mid-30s.
But it's not in that film, I'll tell you that.
Has your family been telling you that there's a global pandemic happening since 1992?
Oh, yes, because there has been.
Just wanted to clear that up.
Did it start earlier? Were they doing the dodgy? Still coming because no, they I do think love me that much.
About right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
And do you think one of the Disney princesses from those movies out at that time may have been behind this line? Someday my prince will come. How's that for a segue? Someday my prince will come. Do you know which Disney princess sung that?
What is it? Was it Ariel?
Ariel?
From the Little Mermaid?
It's not that one.
Okay.
I don't know which one it is. I can tell you it's not that one though. Okay.
Why do you know a lot about...
I haven't revealed this, but I am a bit of a music theatre fan. And I feel like Someday My Prince Will Come sounds like an I want song. Mm-hmm. Rather than an I am song, which is more commonly given to the villains, like Gaston, songs like this. You saw that in the cinemas.
Yeah, that's right.
Old man, yes.
Lovely man. Very handsome.
My guess would be maybe from Princess and the Frog, maybe.
Princess and the Frog? Is that a movie?
So you're you're going further back in time.
No,
right?
Further forward. Princess and the Frog was...
Oh.
But which Disney princess sings it is the question.
Fortunately, I've no idea who the names of any of the characters in that movie are.
One day my prince will come.
So, I mean, it's going to be like one of your Cinderellas, your... What's the one who let her hair down?
Rapunzel. To put down Rapunzel. Oh, my God. If we get any of these correct.
I think your best hope is Andrew Hoy.
I don't even know if that's his real name.
I got confidence on P.
Question number 9. In Norse mythology, what is the name for the Hall of Immortality into which the souls of heroes slain in battle are received? In Norse mythology, what is the name of the Hall of Immortality into which the souls of heroes slain in battle are received?
NWA were put into them. It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, isn't it? I think.
Were NWA put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Goodness, I hope so. They deserve it. As they should. Yeah.
What's that NWA? What does that stand for?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Fellas with attitude.
Fellas?
Mm.
Fellas doesn't start with an N?
No.
Depends who you are.
Yeah. Ah, right.
Yeah.
We don't know heaps about the Westgate Bridge, but they're not black.
You follow the Lutheran texts.
That's right.
But do you read up on all that sort of mythology? Do you like that sort of Greek, Roman, Norse mythology maybe? All those old stories?
Oh, not particularly. A bit spicy for me. Yeah.
What do you prefer?
I did grow up with a young man named Thor, son of oh, what was his name? What was his dad's name? Odin, I think it was.
Yeah.
And he was a Norse god. He said, yeah, he had a hammer. He could lift it. We tried to lift it. Didn't lift it.
Did you work in the factory together?
Yeah. No. When I was a boy.
Oh, okay.
Not when I was a man. When I was a boy, young boy, grew up with Thor, just outside of Ballarat, Balan it was. It didn't have a name back then. It was all farmland, of course. Yeah. But he split your time
between there and on the farm in Brunswick.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well,
I was the one property, though. Is it a big property?
Big property.
That's
yeah.
right. Yeah, yes. We own from Brunswick through to Milan. took in most of what you call Footscray now. No Asians there back then, but. Look, I've not got a problem with the Asians. They're nice people. I worked with a young Chinese lad in the factories. Can't remember. Bob, I used to call him.
Big family.
One day, yeah, that's right. One day he used to come in. The food he used to eat, my God. He come in one day, he's eating this stuff, stunk to high heaven. I said, what's that? He said, it's fried rice. I said, you don't fry rice, you silly bastard. You boil rice. And then you put corned beef on top of it. And he said, no, we fry it. I said, it'd be crunchy. He said, no. He said, we boil it and then we fry it. I said, why do you do that? He said, no, just try it. So I had a taste of it. And a bit spicy for me, like I said. But no, perfectly edible. So I think the lesson here is you need to let people eat what they want. And people are saying, oh, this COVID nonsense is all from... They ate a bat. And I said, well... How do you know that you don't like bat?
Yeah.
You've never had bat? And it might be too much for you, but look, when we were growing up, we'd every Christmas go out the backyard, find a koala, bring it down off the tree, roast it in the oven.
Yeah.
And you can't do that anymore. But no. We'd have koala for Christmas lunch, and then the fat and the bones, we'd have that over the next few months. That'd last us till Easter. And then Easter, you go out, you'd find a stray cat, and that would be your Easter lunch, and then that would last you until Christmas again.
But what is the name for the Hall of Immortality, into which the souls of heroes slain in battle are received in Norse mythology?
What's Norse?
Do you remember Thor?
Oh yes, grew up with him.
He was a Norse god.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so that's Norse.
Yes, that's right.
Westgate Bridge. Did Norse mythology ever come up in drama? Or in theatre studies back at Melbourne High?
No, but I've seen the Marvel films. Mm-hmm. I don't quite remember. Oh, no, they probably used it in the Thor movies, didn't they? Except for that second one. The second one was awful, as was the first and third. But, goodness. Oh, no, but that third one was that... Taika Waititi, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Taika Waititi is actually how you pronounce
Taika Waititi.
Because I feel like everyone in the world was saying Taika Waititi, and then... He did a YouTube video where he said his name, I think it was for Vanity Fair, and then the whole world went, oh, shit.
Mm.
That's how you say it.
Polish, like, is he?
No, he's a Kiwi.
Oh, yes.
In New Zealand.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know it. I'm not stupid.
Have you been to Auckland, old man?
You want to put Auckland?
Yeah, Auckland.
Auckland.
Oh, God, that'd Auckland? Be a bit of a Auckland. Letdown, wouldn't it?
All right. I'll put down Auckland. Question 10. Last question. Who is officially credited as the writer of Auld Lang Syne?
Mm.
Do you know Auld Lang Syne, Jez?
Yep, you sing it on New Year's Eve.
Mm. Auld Lang Syne, you got a bit better with the Auld Lang Syne.
I don't know.
I don't know that I do know Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah.
Or is that the remix? Did you remix
yeah.
it?
That was, yeah, that was mine. Yeah.
Yep.
Right behind it. Yeah. It's a banger. It goes off.
Auld Lang Syne.
I made that Get On The Beers remix. I don't know if you've heard it, but that was me. And like, you know, the Dan Andrews remix song?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Get On The Beers. That one, that was me.
Oh, yeah. Well done. Oh, let's check out your SoundCloud now.
Oh, you should. I've got a Bandcamp as well if you want to. Right. You know, you can.
Has anyone ever made money on Bandcamp?
Oh, I've got a PayPal link that's been sitting there for a good fair few years. Of course, no one's ever, but of course, it's a pay as you feel. So it's had over 100,000 downloads. Not a cent has come through. but you know, I suppose the exposure's helpful. You know, I'm normally just kind of exposed to the elements, but not quite as exposed as I'd like to be in the music scene.
Do you remember Auld Lang Syne being released?
Yes, that's right.
Did it hit the top 40? Sounds like an electric guitar.
What's that?
The way you're singing it sounds like an electric guitar. It's
Who's that?
The way you're singing it.
Who's singing?
You are, just then. Auld Lang Syne.
Was I?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think it was A.A. Milne.
You reckon A.A. Milne, yeah. Officially credited as the writer of Auld Lang Syne?
Why do you say that?
Oh, I just love him. Grew up, Mum used to read A.A. Milne to me just when I was a kid. You know, like Winnie the Pooh, those old stories.
Mm.
I think just before I got tucked into bed.
And just based on that?
Yeah.
May have also written Auld Lang Syne?
I don't read, you see. So I'm like, well, that guy wrote things.
I guess it probably wasn't a song to begin with, I guess, was it? I imagine it was like a poem that we all started singing. I reckon we're searching for a poet's name here.
Do you?
Yeah.
I was going to go with Foster and Allen.
Who's Foster and Allen?
Just an Irish duo that sang old Irish folk songs.
Oh, okay. Cousin of Mumford and Sons.
Mm. Yeah. How old are they?
I think they're. You might have listened to them in your 80s,
that's right,
maybe.
I'm a big fan.
So. folk singers from maybe the eight.
From the 80s?
From the 80s, yeah.
Okay, do you want to put them down?
Yep.
Foster and Allen.
Mm.
Okay, that's 10 questions. How do you think you did, Jez?
I don't feel bad for cheating the first time I played this. I think it really helped and everybody.
What do you reckon, Westgate Bridge, out of 10? Do you think we did okay today?
I honestly reckon we've hit it right out of the park. Mm. I think, you know, I'm proud of all of us. I think there's
I'm not.
This
I don't
is,
think.
This is an odd group of people we have brought together today. And to be quite frank, I don't think I don't think it matters what we got on the test.
And old man, I'm sort of, I guess I'm shocked really to discover just how little you've learnt over your life.
What's this for?
I think. Well, because I'm not expecting much from the results of this particular
for what,
quiz.
Carl?
For the quiz we've just done.
Did we?
Let's see how we did. Question number one. Who replaced Joe Hockey as Australia's ambassador to the United States? You said Tyle Taggart, yeah, but it was Arthur Sinodinos. Question number two, the TV show Friends ran for how many seasons? You said 10, and it is indeed 10.
Oh, Westgate.
On the board.
That's one. Question
well
number
done,
three.
Everybody.
What is a Moorish idol? You said edible cake topper, but yeah, it's a species of tropical fish. Close there. Question number four. N95, P100 and KN95 are all types of what? You said masks and you'd be right.
You got that, Nigel.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh. Question number five was what homophones can be a unit of weight, a printer's mark and a vegetable? You said peas, but it was carrot, carrot and carrot. As you measure, I guess you measure gold in carrots.
Do our measurements in carrots as well. Now I remember that because if you bought a bag of carrots,
yes,
and you asked for 100 peas worth of carrots, they said, no, how many carrots do you want? And you'd say 10.
And they'd give you 10 carrots?
That's right. And there'd be one for each of your brothers and sisters, or you get an extra one if one of them had died from polio.
Question six was on her 2020 album Chromatica, Lady Gaga duets with who on Rain? Whom? It says here on Rain On Me. You said Tracy Chapman, but it was Ariana Grande. Question seven is who is the only Australian to have competed in 7 Summer Olympic Games? You deftly avoided Nigel to lock in Andrew Hoy, and good on you because you're correct.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Well done.
Well done.
I think that makes up for at least 4 other questions.
Question eight, which Disney princess sings Someday My Prince Will Come? You said Rapunzel, but it's Snow White. Question number nine, in Norse mythology, what is the name for the Hall of Immortality into which the souls of heroes slain in battle are received? You said Auckland.
No, it's Valhalla.
It's Valhalla.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
No, Thor was always going on about it. Wouldn't shut up about it. Oh, I can't wait to die. I can't wait to die. I said, well, go and get polio. He said, no.
Question number 10 was, who is officially credited as the writer of Auld Lang Syne? You said Foster and Allen, but it was Robert Burns, poet there. So four... No, you didn't get Auckland. 3 out of 10.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Second worst score. We've got down to... I think Alex Ward got 2.
I feel really good about Andrew Hoy.
I mean, yeah, you were helped by an old man and a bridge. If yeah, I'm entirely honest, I think we all saw this result coming.
Well, thank
like
you for
that
joining.
Movie, The Old Man and the Bridge. Lovely film.
Yeah.
I've got it on video.
Thank you for joining us, old man.
Thank you, Carl.
you don't watch Friends, but do you watch any other TV shows? There's some good things coming up in 2021 on the ABC. Mad as Hell, that's not a bad TV show. Hosted
oh, no.
By
What's that?
It's sort of a topical news sketch show hosted by Sean McCall. I've got a
is
great cast
Fox,
of...
Fox 8 or...?
That's on the ABC.
Oh, no, if I change the channel, I can't get it back. And my grandson won't come back to change it back for me because of COVID, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it has to be on Fox 8, otherwise I can't watch it.
Okay. Well, maybe Tosh Greenslade will be on Fox 8 at some point and you could check him out.
Well, that's right. Or they could go and buy a book called The ScoMo Diaries.
Yes.
That's out through Penguin Books at the moment. That's that needs
have
to
you read,
sell.
You've read that one, have you?
No. I've broke my glasses. And they won't let me go and get new ones.
That's a shame.
Got well, lots of books to read, but I can't read any of them. It's
Yeah.
So well, I just sit in my bed, I have a little cry, and then go to sleep.
And Westgate Bridge, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Do you keep a record, sort of like a toll of who crosses the bridge?
Oh, generally, yeah. You know, the tolls are only getting higher and higher, you know. Mm. I need to make a living somehow, don't I? Otherwise,
exactly.
I can't go to all my doofs.
Yeah. Who's crossed the bridge the most, would you say?
Oh, goodness. There were these goats that wouldn't stop leaving me alone for a while. But look, I see where you're trying to lead me to, and I get it. You're trying to help me to do a plug, and I appreciate that. So if you do want to check out my SoundCloud, I am on at WestG, then the number 8 _ bridge in all capitals. Yeah, check it out. You know, there's some good stuff on there.
A friend of mine, Patrick Collins, recommended that to me, actually.
Oh, good
SoundCloud
for them. Yeah, no. Oh, wait, is that the one doing Comedy Festival in 2021?
That's him, yeah.
Oh, good. Good on him. Yeah. Well, oh, wait, he might be following me, actually. If they're not, fuck them and don't go see their shows.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us, Westgate Bridge. And congratulations on 3 out of 10, Geraldine.
But I feel bad for cheating.
Comedy Festival's coming up, maybe. Are you doing a show?
I think so. I'm planning to do the show that I was going to do at some stage called What a Surprise, which it will be if I ever get to do it in Melbourne. It'll be, oh, what a surprise, we're actually going to do it. So it's filled of tales that are 2 years old now, but I'll mention...
You'll update them a bit?
Maybe it'll be all right, guys, I wrote this before COVID happened.
Good just to explain when you wrote it.
I wrote it in 1991, according to my friend Nigel.
So this could well be, your show could well be on sale by now.
Great. Get your tickets from
places where you buy tickets.
.com.au.
That is Wax Quizzical for this week. Thank you all for joining us. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.